For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Roseanne Barr blamed her racist tweet about a former President Obama advisor on the insomnia drug Ambien. Barr says, "I am not a racist, I never was, and I never will be." Ex-husband Tom Arnold puts part of the blame on President Trump, saying he spread a slew of conspiracy theories.
"Watch out, Mueller's lying, he's after me." And so Americans are sitting home like Roseanne and her fans are like, "Oh my God, what is happening out there?" And they get anxiety, and they have anyone with mental health issues like Roseanne is going to heighten things. And she's having mental health issues right now, and I'm sure that's part of this. It doesn't make it okay.
Breaking the silence on Roseanne's show being canceled, Trump tweeted that ABC never called him to apologize for the horrible statements made on the network about him. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Roseanne Barr blamed her racist tweet about a former President Obama advisor on the insomnia drug Ambien. Barr says, "I am not a racist, I never was, and I never will be." Ex-husband Tom Arnold puts part of the blame on President Trump, saying he spread a slew of conspiracy theories.
"Watch out, Mueller's lying, he's after me." And so Americans are sitting home like Roseanne and her fans are like, "Oh my God, what is happening out there?" And they get anxiety, and they have anyone with mental health issues like Roseanne is going to heighten things. And she's having mental health issues right now, and I'm sure that's part of this. It doesn't make it okay.
Breaking the silence on Roseanne's show being canceled, Trump tweeted that ABC never called him to apologize for the horrible statements made on the network about him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
"And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody."
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had dinner in New York City with Kim Jong-chul, a top aide to the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. There's a 90-minute gathering with more talks planned on Thursday. The two will meet for what will be an intense round of diplomacy. This is one of three meetings happening between White House officials and North Korean officials simultaneously. There's also a round of talks happening in Singapore and another in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. This is a prelude to the Trump-Kim summit on June 12th. There were no details on what was discussed, but Pompeo said the stake was great. The Trump administration is reportedly moving ahead with threatened tariffs on European steel and aluminum imports, this after failing to win concessions from the European Union. Sources familiar with the discussions are saying the tariffs are likely to go into effect by Friday's deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
President Trump's border wall proposal has generated some cross-the-border bickering, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Donald Trump insisting at an appearance in Nashville on Tuesday night that Mexico will pay for his planned border wall.
"I don't want to cause a problem. I don't want to cause. But in the end, Mexico's going to pay for the wall."
About an hour after the statement by Trump, the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto,